It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
For a great event we got coming up that's free, available to kids first through eighth grade, the middle school combine going at the Corner Ballpark on Wednesday, July 16th. Ticket excited to give young athletes in the community a space to showcase their talent, develop new skills, and receive top-tier coaching. Registration is free. The Corner Ballpark where this is being held is the old Tiger Stadium, which is now surrounded by condos. They got field turf down there, and but the home plate, the flagpole, it's all still the same. Go to DetroitPal.org/events or 971theticket.com to register. Again, it's free. You get the kids will do the 40-yard dash, vertical jump, broad jump, push-ups, skill development, position-specific drills for multiple sports, small-sided competition. So there's a lot going on. There'll be guest speakers. Athlete swag include event T-shirt, access to a hydration station. There'll be award ceremonies, etc. So 971theticket.com or DetroitPal.org/events. Something cool and free for the kids to do. So, Tigers win again. And, you know, we asked people at the beginning of the show. One guy, I think, right at the end said something that was really fascinating. And it's, what are you finding most fun about this team other than the winning? And there were a lot of very gratifying parts about the way that they play. Probably the most repetitive one is the way they run the bases. There is a lot of love right now for the first to third thing. Mine was watching all these guys develop. If you think of half this team were guys who were struggling here in Detroit, who, whether it's because of the coaching or just the patience and getting the opportunity, whether there's something going on culturally, I don't know what it is, but the bottom line is it's it's watching them all develop here, and they're winning with the same guys they were losing with. And I'm finding that to be very gratifying. Gator, yours is a little different, but it got mentioned a couple times.
Yeah, they're never out of it. Never.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this never say die attitude that they have. I think a lot of it has to, I think it was after the game yesterday, AJ Hinch was talking about this team just, they can hit the reset button after good or bad outings. You know, you don't want to just sit there and rest on your laurels after good outings, so hit the reset button. Hey, we want to throw something in the garbage, hit the reset button. They have this amazing ability to do that. And because of that, they're never out of it. They can be down by five runs halfway through the game, and they'll just chip away at it, try to. And to the point where now they're 25 games above 500. This team is not, you know, they've come back a bunch of times. But the other thing that's amazing about them is that I don't know what the record is. Perhaps you have a better idea than I do how to find a stat like this, but how many times have they lost a lead where they led a game after seven innings or led a game after six innings? You know, they don't give up leads.
No, they don't. We did that. Every team leads the league in something.
Yeah.
That we found where literally every team you could find something they led the league in, and the Tigers at the time was the least amount of blown leads after the seventh inning, I think it was. But, yeah, it's not been a lot. It's not been a lot.
It's just, it's impressive all around. And everybody has brought up a good reason why this team is fun to watch. And we've had like a dozen different reasons. And you can keep going on and on about it.
Well, let me see. I mean, I guess one way to look at it is blown saves. So a save is defined by, what, three runs or less in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning. If you manage to close out a game, you get a save. So we could look at which teams have the fewest amount of blown saves. And, of course, it's not on this page. I'll try another page. But I bet you're right. I bet the Tigers have blown a lot. Kang's answer was great. It's this team has a little league quality. Hey, can you play first base? All right, we'll put you at first base. Can you... You play the outfield, right? Okay, we'll put you in the outfield, which just happens in youth baseball all the time. And it's a really, it's true. And it's worked really well, which is crazy. They have got so many guys that have been asked to play out of position, and they do so willingly. So 248-539-9797. All right, I mentioned before the break that AJ made a prediction. I think he didn't make a prediction. I'm going to make a prediction based on what AJ said. And it's my takeaway, my interpretation. I want to make sure I'm clear on this. AJ didn't say this. I think he's anticipating something that's going to happen that's going to make us upset. I don't think Scoob will start in the All-Star game.
I don't think he is either. You look at, who's managing this game.
It's Aaron Boone.
Okay. And Max Fried is a Yankee whom Boone manages. And Max Fried is 11-2 on the year with a 2.27 earned run average. He's got more wins than Scoobal, but Scoobal's got the better ERA. Scoobal has the better
whip. Yeah, he's got the better whip.
I mean, I think he's a better pitcher, but Max Fried is awfully good, and he's the hometown guy in terms of the manager of this game.
And so, in terms of Atlanta, he played in Atlanta before he came to New York. As he laid that out this morning, I'm like, oh, he's not anticipating that he's going to start, or he's bracing us for the fact that he's not going to start. Which I think people think of here, and maybe I'm wrong on this. I think most people think it's a foregone conclusion because he's the best pitcher in baseball and pretty much defined as that. But Scott, I think it's going to be Max Fried. And I guess if you want anything, ultimately my major concern is that the Tigers live up to their potential in the postseason. That is the number one objective here. Whatever their ceiling is in the postseason, we want them to live up to it. If the Yankees are going to be a postseason rival, do I want Tarek Skubal starting game one in a series against the Yankees when the Yankee manager picked the Yankee pitcher to start the All-Star game? You're damn right I do.
Yeah. A little chip on the shoulder.
In fact, when I started thinking through it this morning, the more I started thinking, yeah, you go ahead and start Max Fried. Please start Max Fried.
You're precious, Max Fried.
Well, you've got.
Oh, Hunter Brown for Houston's really good, and you've got Jacob DeGrom is awfully good this year. Just looking at the American League guys, and obviously Scoobal's been fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of really good pitchers in the American League. Scoobal's the best.
I want Max Fried to start the All-Star game now. Scoobal, he's not. You know, there's a feature on him on ESPN.com. He's not a massive chip on his shoulder kind of guy, but AJ said this morning, yeah, it's important to him. But this scenario is playing itself out, which I am now bracing for and kind of expecting and now leaning into. Yeah, go ahead and start Max Fried.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see you in game one of the ALCS.
I thought for weeks it's going to be Max Fried just because Yankee. But you adding in the little extra oomph to it for the chip on the shoulder bit, for down the road, absolutely. I'm all for it for that. Let's go.
Yep.
Yeah, snub them all. In fact, use Garrett Crochet as the second guy out of the bullpen.
Well, there was one thing that AJ even said. He said if Scoobs doesn't start, I'm not sure he's even going to pitch in the All-Star game. which is also perfectly fine with me. You know, I mean,
that'd be disappointing for fans.
It'd be disappointing for fans.
Guy who throws 100 miles an hour.
But a brooding Tarek Skubal watching a Yankee manager choose a Yankee pitcher to start the All-Star game is a formula I kind of like. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Let's go.
I mean, Skubal tends to, I think he's one of these guys that can cultivate it and use it to his advantage.
Well, I mentioned that ESPN did a big feature story on him, and they have one line in here, and there's a lot to get to. I don't know if I have time for it today because there's so much going on. There's one line in here about the way Skubal pitches. He throws every pitch like it's an accusation and a dare. And I'm like, God, that's a creative way to put it. And
you didn't think that was a strike? Well, how about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think it can hit my fastball? Okay, here you go. I dare you.
Yep.
I like it.
248-539-9797. All right, so last night I made it through 4.5 episodes. Well, I was episode and a half in, but I'm now through 4.5 episodes of the Netflix documentary series Quarterback, which features Jared Goff. There is an exchange from the Houston game I want to play for the audience and talk a little bit about it. So we'll play it for you today at 12:20. I mean, if you don't want anything spoiled per se, but we all know what happened in the Houston game. That was the 5 interception game that they came back and won anyway on the Jake Bates field goal.
Whoa. Easy.
Hey.
We kept F1 results, you know, away from you. That was a full, you know.
That was like 9 months. The end of Gran Torino now, too?
I know. Wait, did the Spice Girls break up?
What? Dude.
Anyway, we'll play this exchange for you today at 12:20 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Tequilas and Cervezas are back for the summer at Twin Peaks. Your favorite Twin Peaks girls, they swapped out the black lingerie for red, and they're serving up samples of your favorite tequilas and Mexican beers all summer long. Join your favorite lodge this week for samplings of the hot new Astral Tequila and grab an ice-cold 29-degree Blue Moon, your July beer of the month. And if that's not a reason enough to go to Twin Peaks, have no fear. You got Detroit baseball action coming up tonight at 5:10. Pair the awesome drinks up with the best bar food in the state. You heard that right. Twin Peaks is more than sports beer and fine Twin Peaks girls. They have a scratch kitchen that serves up remarkably crafted dishes that really satisfy any appetite. Favorites like house smoked brisket, wings, or chicken, hand-cut New York strips, hand-cut and breaded order, wings and tenders, and the smash burgers. My personal favorite, the Chipotle chicken entree, which is outstanding. And don't forget, a huge weekend approaching with pay-per-view fights Friday and Saturday. Boxing and USC lovers rejoice. You won't want to miss it. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We're going to play a snippet from quarterback Ep4 coming up today at 12:20 as they document Jared Goff in the Lions season last year. And look, this is just one of those things that I think our audience is going to find interesting and probably draw some conclusions from. And it made me a little nervous myself, but we'll get to that at 12:20. Let's go to Dave here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
What's up?
I was calling about the Tarek Skubal thing that you were talking about him having a chip on his shoulder for the playoffs. If the Tigers don't re-sign him for the for his contract, it may be a chip that he won't go to New York because he's pissed.
Ooh, I like that.
Dave, you might be onto something, my friend.
Yeah.
I don't hate this conclusion.
Yeah.
Who would even want to go there after this?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he'll take it personally.
I like that a
Hopefully.
Lot.
Dave, well yeah. played.
Unfortunately, that still leaves Boston, the Mets, Dodgers.
Yeah, Padres. It just means he'll sign in Boston.
He'll just sign somewhere else. Hopefully not. You know, if this team has success, let's say this team wins the World Series. Is that enough? Say, look, they'll pay him a reasonable amount of money.
So,
an insane sum of money. But
I'll start with this. Personally, I hate this topic.
I do too.
Because they're in the middle of a great season. This really isn't this year's problem. It has nothing to do with where my personal focus is. And I think probably most people's personal focus is, can this team win the World Series? In the next 6 months, 6 months, not quite six, the next 4 months, 3 months, 3.5 months, between now and the end of the year, what do they need to do?
Do I hear too?
What do they need to do to win the World Series? What has to happen for them to win the World Series? That is where like 95% of my focus is. Long-term contract and Skubal story, it's a story. But it's not one that I'm particularly interested in right now. Unfortunately, it's kind of background noise that is like, it's like a test pattern, an annoying test pattern beep or white noise or something that's irritating in the background that I don't want to hear. I'm trying to ignore because it has nothing to do with where my focus is. It is a story. But if we can come up with more conspiracy theories as to why he's going to stay here, I guess I'm all for that too. All right, so TV show Quarterback is on Netflix. We're big fans. And this year it's Burrow, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff. So episode 4 aired last night. And for people who really are scared about losing Ben Johnson. Unfortunately, I think this is the kind of thing that's going to add fuel to your fire, your concerns. So you may recall in the Houston game, Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions. And, you know, he's mic'd up the whole time. Hearing what he has to say and hearing how frustrated he's getting as the game goes on is really, really interesting. But what we're going to play for you here is Goff. They're down 23-13 in the second half. You're going to hear Goff go into the huddle and, you know, rally the troops here a little bit. And he is waiting for the play call from Ben Johnson. And you will hear Ben Johnson's voice as well. And it'll be obvious which one's Goff and which one's Ben Johnson. And Goff starts asking for a play call while he's standing in the huddle. Now, keep in mind, Goff isn't mic'd up to Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson can't hear him. So he's calling for a play. The play's called WASP. And he's calling for the play.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, I'm just making sure that people understand what they're going to be hearing, because you won't have the visuals to go with. And you will, in the background, you'll kind of hear Ben Johnson call the play. Then they'll explain what the play is and why they ran it. But here it is from episode 4 of Quarterback. Lions down 23-13, second half, and Goff standing in the huddle, hoping that Ben Johnson calls a specific play. And here's what it sounded like. There it is. Now, what I thought in that moment watching that is, damn, they're going to miss Ben Johnson. The quarterback is in the huddle begging for a play call. And the athletic director, the offensive coordinator on the sideline can't hear him and calls the exact play. And the menu must be huge, right?
Right.
And he calls the exact play. And, I mean, you heard Jared there say it. You know, when you have a good play caller and you know it and you know him, what comes through is you kind of know what's coming. Now, that's not to say John Morton can't be really good at his job, but for people who are scared, right, that's an example. That's an example right then and there. Now, let's be clear. Teams have lost coordinators in the past and gone on to win Super Bowls.
Philadelphia. Lost both of them.
Well, that was when? How far ago was that, Gator?
Just a few months.
But give me the WASP, and he gave him the WASP.
Give me the effing WASP.
Yeah, give me the blanket WASP. And, you know, Morton was here before. Morton is, by all accounts, no dummy, right? Morton has a relationship with Goff. But there, right there, in that clip sort of epitomized what we had in the coordinator-quarterback relationship.
I wonder this, because after going through and hearing all that, it's great to know that they're on the same wavelength, right? Mm-hmm. That they were on the same wavelength, which we knew, because Jared would tell us that week in and week out. Yeah, we have a great relationship. We kind of complete each other's thoughts sometimes, whatever. But now you have the example of that in a game where it works like that. I wonder if Dan Campbell and John Morton talk about, does Jared have a say in changing calls? And we've asked him before about audibly at the line of scrimmage, but I mean, can he just go ahead and say, you know what? I want what I want. And rather than relying on this, you know, extrasensory perception that he's got with a coordinator, that he just goes ahead and says, you know, screw it. We're doing this play in the huddle or at the line of scrimmage, whatever he can do.
So
do they trust him enough to do that? And is this an example? I mean, look, they know, they go through game film all the time. And, you know, Jared can say, I was hoping they were going to call this. That's probably not the first time he said that.
The thing about it is, I mean, Goff makes it pretty clear throughout this, and he's talked about it. He's got a lot of say. And the good news about Jared Goff is he's a veteran. He's smart. He understands the game. And he's got good instincts. And I think Jared Goff having a lot of say actually helped make Ben Johnson better at his job. Right? I mean, Ben Johnson's going to discover, hey, this goes both ways. This doesn't get talked about as much. Ben Johnson's now working with a young quarterback who hasn't been around as long, who doesn't know the league as well, who may not be able to provide the same feedback that Goff was providing that helped Ben Johnson be good, right?
Yeah. Here's the other thing that's ironic about that game is that we'll talk about the offense coming back, right? And Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions, but threw 2 touchdown passes, and they came back and they scored 19 points in the second half to win the game 26-23. What doesn't get talked about, at least I'm sure we did at the time, how great the defense was in that game. They gave up 23 points in the first half and then shut things down. Houston had 288 yards in offense. That's it. C.J. Stroud was sacked 4 times. And keep in mind, this is after we had already lost Aiden Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. Carlton Davis had 2 interceptions. I mean, that was a heck of a game for the Lions defense and their defensive coordinator, that they were able to pitch that shutout in the second half to give the offense an opportunity to come back. It kind of epitomizes why the team was as good as they were last year. They pick each other up. Hey, Goff's throwing interceptions left, right, and center. We're turning the ball over. It's okay. defense, we got you. You're going to have to do your part in the second half, but we got you for now. We're going to hold off this team for a while.
248-539-9797. If you have any reaction to that exchange, Kang, I want your take on it. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Make Builders FirstSource your destination for professional window and exterior door installation services. You can add value and beauty to your home with trusted brands like Anderson, Pella, Therma-Tru, and more. And then you can have your new windows and doors installed properly the first time with their expert Builders First Source installation team. Done right with quality products and services, you can visit one of their locations in Clinton Township or Shelby Township or online at buildersfirstsource.com. That's buildersfirstsource.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Doug, the more time goes by today, the more I am struggling coming to terms that Christian Horner is out at Red Bull Racing. I mean, I get it. It's their worst season in a decade. But, I mean, give him a little time to turn things around, maybe?
Doesn't his record afford him that opportunity?
I mean, he's had 8 driver's championships, 6 constructor's titles.
The constructor's titles is what gets me because that's 2 good cars.
And he's done that 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his record speaks for itself. And now, unceremoniously, he is out.
What do you think it means for Verstappen?
I think, frankly, they're going to just reevaluate the entire system.
Top to bottom?
Yeah. What are we going to do here? I mean, you just got rid of the top guy. Nobody's safe. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is married to a Spice Girl? You know?
Right.
And that's what they're going to go through.
Gator, what are your thoughts on the term principal?
Team principal?
That's his title, his job title. Should we use that? Should we adopt that more in American sports?
The team principal. Bring it more like an educational type thing?
Sounds like you wouldn't like it.
No, it's basically what they call the coach.
I believe the term is principal, Doug.
Right. Well,
yeah. Please. Yeah. Trying to make a correlation here.
Do they talk about that on the F1 series, Doug, or is it just
talk about what?
Principal.
I mean, everybody, they basically have every team's mm-hmm. principal mic'd up, and you hear from that team principal, right? No?
Nice. Why call him a principal? Right? You got to go in the teacher's lounge and start scolding people because Verstappen is verslipping? I mean, what are we doing?
Well, I mean, Toto Wolff, team principal for Mercedes. Is Zach Brown still with McLaren? I don't know if he is or he isn't. No.
Still touring, isn't he?
Who's Gunther? Isn't Gunther still with what's his team? They're terrible.
No, he was fired by the Chiefs years ago. So I think it was because of the yellow sunglasses.
Haas. Is Gunther still with Haas? Haas is terrible, and Gunther's always their team principal, and I have no idea why. Well, he's entertaining as hell, but
ever since Haas left the Tigers, he's just been, you know, trying to find himself.
You'll get over it, my friend. All right, so we just played the Christian Horner will be fine if you're worried about him. He'll land on his feet.
I'm just worried about Jerry Halliwell.
We just, yeah, you are. We just played the interaction between Goff and Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson was, you know, Goff was like, give me this play, give me this play, and you could hear it faintly in the background. And when you watch the show, you'll be able to see the subtitles where he calls the play. Goff is saying, give me the blank and wasp. And Ben Johnson then calls the play. You know, it's Z right, blah, 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 wasp. And you can kind of hear him, and Goff like, let's go. And they run the play that Goff wanted to run. And Ben Johnson couldn't hear Goff in the huddle begging for this play because that's not the way it works. The coordinator calls the play into the quarterback's ear, and then quarterback's the only one that can hear it. And it worked. And, you know, that right there is the tangible effect that Ben Johnson had on Goff. But maybe it goes the other way, too. Hey, you know, I got your thoughts. We talked about it. Kang, do you have any thoughts?
So I think I understand the people that are, hey, losing your coordinator, especially when you're that successful, is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's a good thing, okay? But I can see where you hear that cut and you go, oh, man, this is going to hurt next year. Ben Johnson obviously had control of this offense. The relationship, the chemistry him and Goff had, clearly you can just hear right there, thinking just alike, right?
Yep.
I'll take the Doug Karsh half-glass-full approach on this instead and
let's
say,
let's go.
Look at Jared Goff, man. He can call plays himself, right? He has command of this offense. He knows what would work for the most part and what wouldn't work. So he wanted that play. So if he has to, he can do this, you know? And obviously John Morton's going to come in with a different, you know, offensive playbook and all that stuff, different terminology, and it's going to take time. It took, what, Ben Johnson 2-3 years with Goff to kind of get on the same, not even on the same page, but just to get where they were at. I think Jared Goff has also developed. And whether, you know, whoever the coordinator is, I think Jared Goff, the development of Jared Goff is the positive part to look at that. And how, in that moment, at that time, they're down 10. He knew the play that would work. He wanted to call that play. It just so happens Ben Johnson thought the same thing.
So a couple other things. One is in episode 4, I thought they showed Kirk Cousins' new backyard in Atlanta. Turns out it was a patio at a restaurant. But at one point, I'm like, ooh, let's see how it measures up to his backyard that I love so much in Minnesota. But it was a back patio of a restaurant. So,
was it sweet?
Kang, was it sweet?
It was. It was funny because Gator, Doug looked at it. He showed me the clip and he goes, he did it again. He had a sweet backyard with a patio and there's a fire pit somewhere. Turns out it was just a nice restaurant. And but Doug, you know how much he loved Kirk Cousins' backyard.
He
man.
Loved Kirk Cousins' backyard.
Believe it or not, there's also rather strong Celine Dion reference coming up from Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
Yep. There's a tease. I'm teasing another show.
Did Doug just become the biggest fan of Kirk Cousins? Yes. The answer is yes. I mean, he already was, but then attack on Celine Dion.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it who's pitching tonight against the Yankees?
Logan Evans.
Wasn't it his father?
Yeah,
at that
it was
concert?
His dad. Larry Evans is the one that knew all the words to Celine Dion. Yeah, it's Logan's uncle, or Logan's dad, I'm sorry. Yeah. My kid's uncle. Logan's dad, Larry, and Ted Schumer.
Ted.
Yeah, who are the ones that knew all the words.
That guy threw him on the bus for you?
Yeah, you did. You totally brought that up. And I I kept going and getting beers for people. But all right, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. So you go to Ariel in Southfield. You're on 97.1. Hi, Ariel.
What's up, man? How you doing?
We're good.
Two things. Long time no hear, but the Tigers, best record in baseball, but they need to shore up their pitching staff and their bullpen if they want to go far in playoffs, because and do something they have not done in 41 years. As far as Michigan is concerned, I think the schedule is going to help them. I know, even though Underwood has not played yet at Michigan, I think he's that Woodson type of legacy player where he's going to get win us some big games, including Ohio State. And one thing I like about Michigan is, through all the talk, they're focused. They're laser focused because that program knows what it takes to win, especially that game. And I don't think Ohio State does, which is why they continue to run their mouths. That's something to look at. And this Michigan team was under the latter years of Harbaugh and beginning of Schwab Moore. They kind of remind me of a Mark D'Antonio team where they may not be as talented, but that had that drive and hunger and work ethic.
Well, time will tell. It's hard to know with a freshman quarterback. I want to get to your first point as well, and then we'll get to the second point. I don't know that they need to do anything. We keep talking about what do they need to do. I'm not sure that they need to add to the starting pitching in the bullpen. I don't think it would hurt. If you look back at last year, the Dodgers team ERA, okay, the two teams that played in the World Series, the Dodgers and the Yankees, their team ERAs were 3.53 and 3.62. Okay? The Tigers team ERA right now is 3.42. It's better than both of them. That's not the only measurement, right? But the walks and hits per innings pitched, all right? So last year, the Dodgers walks and hits per innings pitch was 1.18. The Yankees was 1.24. The Tigers team is 1.19. It's on par with the Dodgers, what they were a year ago. Dodgers 1.18, Tigers 1.19. What has happened so far is on par with the two teams that played in the World Series. I have no issue with shoring up the pitching. What I kind of take exception to is the word need. Do they need to? Well, any improvement anywhere helps. But what they're doing right now is on par with the World Series teams from a year ago.
Yeah.
If not better in some way.
In some ways, sure. But it's also, it was not a great June for this team from pitching staff, because their team ERA was just under four. It's 3.93. Now, they're off to a better start here in July. It's 3.17 in July. The walks plus hits per innings pitched is a little elevated, but they have gotten better. I still do think they need to add to the bullpen. You can shore it up. I'm not going to back off that. I really firmly believe they're going to. I mean, there's some little downer news on Alex Lang that they've stopped his rehab assignment because he had some pain in the lat, which is what he's rehabbing from. So his... AJ Hinch referred to it as a delay. It's not a setback. It's a delay for when he's going to come back, but they're going to be very careful with him moving forward. Maybe it's just a couple days rest and then they'll give him some more opportunities, but they have to find more useful arms to come out of that bullpen. I don't have me as a fan. I don't have a ton of confidence in the guys at the bottom part of this bullpen. I mean, it's nice to see, you know, once in a while you've got, you know, Carlos Hernandez is showing an ability where you can throw the ball 100 miles an hour, and it's awesome. But I don't know where it's going. You know, Hanafy and Herter have had their ups and downs. Chase Lee has been a really nice piece for this team, but I'm wondering when is that going to be Cinderella's shoe coming off at some point, because it feels like just sidearm pitchers are just, you know, it's a little bit of a quirky thing, and at some point people get adjusted to it. But I have no problem. Go out and get another bullpen arm to ease the burden on the guys that are at the back end right now with Canely and Vest. And now, fortunately, Tyler Holton's coming back into form, but like to give those guys a little bit of a rest by adding another piece to them.
As far as his comments regarding Michigan, I will follow up and just say, second to what time's the Michigan-Michigan State game going to be this year, the question I get asked the most is how good is Bryce Underwood going to be? And there is, until you see a guy in action against an opponent that's not being polite, you really can't know it. And I, as much as I hear incredible things about practice, I've also watched quarterbacks that were great on State Street, where the practice facility is, and struggled on Main Street, where the stadium is, because everything changes when the games start. And so you can have all the raw ability in the world, and this kid apparently does. There's just no predicting it. And, you know, that will be told through time. So I've stopped with, you know, bold predictions about what freshmen are going to be. I used to love the, ooh, here come the freshmen. Who are they? Why aren't they playing? Blah, blah, blah. And now I've realized it's literally impossible to predict. A lot of promise, of course.
Yeah, but there's a ton of promise, and he looks like a man. He doesn't look like an 18-year-old kid. I mean, he's very he's got a very matured body for someone who's that young, and it's going to be exciting watching him play because he is so heralded, but there's going to be growing pains with it. It's not just how the quarterback plays. It's how is the offensive line going to perform? How are the wide receivers? Are they going to step up their game? Are the running backs going to get the job done? I mean, there's a lot of questions with it. There's a lot of questions with every team. Michigan State's got the same questions. Is Aiden Childs, how much is he going to grow in year two now that he's got a full year under his belt in that system?
Another quarterback with a ton of promise. 248-539-9797. All right, we got some news about the All-Star game I want to get to. And then Gator, did this boyfriend, was what he did fair or foul? We'll get to that at 1248 on 97.1 The Ticket. You've heard the push the last few days. And guess what? Frankie Boyd, the Tigers clubhouse assistant and bat boy, has been elected an All-Star.
There you go. Congratulations.
Yep.
See the video Riley Green had put out?
I did not.
No. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
I saw him getting interviewed. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I saw a video yesterday on Twitter about this.
Yeah, okay. I think the Tigers put it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Riley Green answering why he... Field was tough. Did you see who Boston's candidate was? It's a young lady who played softball at, I think, Providence. They had highlights of her, like, making plays down the line and all that, but... Anyway, that's good.
I don't know, man. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Whoa.
No chip on his shoulder for the second half of the year. See, he could have used that motivation. Now he's got none. He's an all-star.
Listen, if he's anything like the rest of the Tigers, he's not going to rest on his laurels. He's still got something to prove.
That's right. Frankie Boyd, until you win a World Series.
Yeah.
Don't think you've reached a finish line, my friend. You keep bat boying your butt off better than anybody else.
How badly did you want to be a bat boy when you were a kid?
Every kid's dream.
Yeah.
And yet you every kid's dream.
I had no idea what it really
was. How does that kid get that job? I mean, every kid. I want to do that. But anyway, all right, so Gator, we saw a story in the New York Post. A boyfriend and girlfriend, they team up to be a two-person team in some sort of fitness competition.
Yeah.
Okay, they're teammates. Now, by rule, to win the competition or to place, both teammates have to finish. Let me start with that.
All right.
And it's some sort of race. It looks like one of these cross-training deals.
Sure.
It's called the Sydney High Rocks. I don't know where it is. Maybe Sydney, Australia. And they get to something called the Wall Ball Station. I don't know what it, again, I don't know what this is. But they're pushing themselves, boyfriend, girlfriend, athletic, you know, pairing, teammates. And the girlfriend at the Wall Ball Station passes out.
Oh.
She's unconscious.
Oh, push herself too hard?
She's on the ground and getting attended to by paramedics. And he keeps going.
Come on, man. He kept going?
Yep.
Let me guess. His rationale was, well, she's being helped. I can't help her out. The paramedics can. I got to finish the race here. But she has to finish too, doesn't she?
Yes.
So what good does it do if he's going to finish and she's still being attended to?
The only thing I can think of is that he was expecting her to get up and rally, and he didn't want to, you know, she'll be fine.
Maybe he was like, it was a personal best time that he was on pace for, and he didn't want to, you know. It matters to these people, Gator.
Did he not, like, why would he have thought about slumping her over his shoulder and finishing the race with her on his shoulder?
I mean, maybe. Now, she's okay, right?
She's fine now.
Or should he just have done the right thing, which is stop, check up on your wife or girlfriend or whatever it is, and say, yeah, you're more important than winning this damn race.
Well, or did they have a pre-race agreement that if one of us...
Oh, that's if one of us goes unconscious, dude, you keep going?
Dude, come on. If that's not the ultimate test, right?
You think she had one eye open, Gator, or looking over?
Right. Did he go? Is he finished? He's finishing the race. Son of a bitch.
HYROX is a fitness competition that combines running with high-intensity workouts such as burpee jumps and rowing. They're often competed in teams or solo with events taking place around the world.
Babe, we agreed. One of us was going to finish the race. We said no matter what happens. We talked about this, and you believed me? I mean, this is every argument between a man and a woman. This is just out there on the, you know, happens to be in some athletic race. That's all.
Here's a quote from a witness.
You said you didn't want to go out to dinner.
That guy's missus just fainted and, like, full hit the deck. She's unresponsive, and he just kept doing the wall ball and then crossed the line by himself. He left her there.
The word unresponsive is the worst word ever. You can't say that. Like, it looks back. She's down. Let me just finish this up. Did he, like, wait for it at the finish line, or did he at least go back?
Some guy's missus started falling and fainting at the wall balls, and I was, like, told one of the judges, can you help her? And they were like, what? No, she's okay. She's fine.
Is it true his first words after the crossing the finish line were, she always takes forever?
Again, she's fine. Let's make sure the audience understands. We're not making fun.
What was I supposed to do? You said, no.
This is one she's always going to bring up.
Right. How long have you been married, Doug?
It'll be 25 years in 5 days.
Nice. Yep. So, in your 24th year here, we're ready to be 25.
Mm-hmm.
She still tests you?
Yes.
Yeah. Ken, you've been married for what, 10 years?
I just celebrated our 13th.
13, wow.
Yeah.
13 years ago, remember that. does she still test you?
Every day.
What does this guy not know? I mean, I guess because it's
his girlfriend? Well, they're not married yet.
Yeah. Maybe that's the excuse he's got. Hey, it's not like we're married. I got to get mine. I got to finish this race. Got to show up.
I had a PR on the line.
What if he's like, where were you? Don't ask where I was. I was finishing the race. Where were you?
If he says to her something like, you know what I got to take away from this? I need a new race partner.
I mean, if you're not going to be able to cut the mustard, if you're going to pass out and be unresponsive because of the wall ball or ball wall, whatever it is.
Dude.
Maybe this isn't working out.
So I want context to the whole thing because I don't want to, like, completely bury this dude without knowing if there were any other details. But I don't know that there's a worse look possible than this. Is there? To leave her unresponsive on the ground with paramedics to go finish the race? So you might be able to get that medal put around your neck or the plastic trophy? Is there money on the line?
Doug, if you continue reading the article, there are some people that were there that were kind of defending him. And one of the quotes, I believe, was, I get it because you train really hard for a long time for this event. So you want to make sure you finish.
Was the guy's name Johnny Bananas? Was it CT? I mean, what are we doing here?
He was locked in, man.
She was unresponsive. And you kept going. What?
It's all about the win. It's all about the W.
Even Gronk know you don't leave unresponsive girlfriend. My goodness.
Well, I will say this. If this relationship survives that.
How much worse is coming down the pike? What else are you going to leave her with?
I don't know if I should answer that, but that's a real test, one might say. A real test. And this is the kind of thing that even if she buries and they move forward and they get married, it's going to come up again.
Oh, 100%.
It might be 15 years down the road. That it'll come up again.
That one's got legs. Yep. That one's not dying anytime soon. I mean, this is like, you know, Shane pushing Otis back in Walking Dead so that the zombies attack him and gives him the opportunity to get out. Right?
Yeah. Wow.
Would you save me in a zombie apocalypse? We're running together. What are we doing? Yeah, but you got ahead of me and you didn't even look back. Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to survive.
Don't you love me? So there you go. Probably not defendable, but I'm waiting for a follow-up.
Not defendable
story.
At all. She was unresponsive.
Maybe he didn't see. Maybe he didn't notice she was unresponsive.
I thought he said in the article, he like asked, is she okay? Oh, that's right.
They said,
oh, she's fine.
There's another witness that said she's fine. But. All right. Feature story about Tarek Skubal on ESPN.com. A couple things I didn't know about him, which is pretty interesting. But then he has a quote in there that I wonder how much it pertains to the future. We will get to it at 105 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.